This is Melissa Ringstaff from avirtuouswoman.org, and I want to welcome you to From Chaos to Calm, 15 Weeks to a Happy Home. We are on day 17, and today's devotion is titled Self-Discipline. Self-discipline. Our scripture memory for today comes from Proverbs chapter 5, verse 23. It says, "He will die for lack of discipline, led astray by his own great folly." Have you ever known a woman who seemed to just have it all together? You know what I mean. The woman who gets up early every morning, has her chores done by 8 a.m., the children are always well-behaved and well-groomed. Her house is company ready all the time. She manages to cook good meals for her family and still has time to do her hair and wear makeup. One thing that's true for all of us is the amount of time we have in a single day. We all get 24 hours to cram in everything that we need to do. So what's different about the woman who has it all together? She has self-discipline. Now, we could talk about personality types. Some women are type A's, perfectionists. They feel a need to have everything just so all the time. I actually have a daughter-in-law who's this way. And I'm telling you, she just has the cleanest house. Type B's tend to be more creative and messier. I actually happen to be a creative type. I'm not naturally self-disciplined. I am one of those girls who is project-oriented, and I get a project in mind, and I stay very busy working on one project at a time, or maybe a couple of projects at a time, but it's whatever interests me at the moment. Creative people tend to be a little messier than left-brain thinkers, and so I have to be constantly reminding myself to do those things that need to be done, even though I don't really care to do them. And that's what self-discipline really is. It's about doing those things that maybe you don't really want to do, but you need to do them, so you do them anyway. Self-discipline is so important. It means you just get up and do it. If your house is a mess, clean it up. If there are clothes that need folding, fold them. If you have a husband and children to feed, make it your priority to see that they're well fed. For the woman who lacks self-discipline, the perfect life may seem like a far-off dream, something that will never happen. She might wake up in the morning to a dirty kitchen and immediately feel stressed and unhappy. So before she makes breakfast, she has to clean the kitchen. A woman with self-discipline would see to it that the breakfast dishes were immediately washed or placed in the dishwasher once breakfast was over. But unfortunately, the woman who lacks self-discipline, putting away the breakfast dishes immediately seems too great, or she feels like other items on her agenda are more important. Now a job that would have taken less than 10 minutes will take 30 or more when she must clean up the kitchen before supper can be prepared. Same thing with laundry. You know, laundry is one of those things that really only takes a few minutes here and there each day. Might take 5 minutes to put the clothes into the washing machine and get it started. Another couple of minutes to transfer the clothes over to the dryer and start them. Then you come back an hour later and fold the clothes. And if you were to time yourself folding clothes and putting them away, probably only take you at most 5 minutes, maybe 10 if it was a really large load. And yet, somehow, for women who lack self-discipline, folding the laundry often becomes a dreaded chore because they feel like it takes so long to complete the task. Maybe you're one of those women who has piles of laundry needing to be folded, or maybe you have piles of laundry that are in stacks already folded, but need to be put away, and you just never seem to get around to doing it. Or what about in the kitchen? If you're making muffins for breakfast, once you're done with your mixing bowl, if you were to wash it immediately, it literally only takes a minute to wash it out. If you allow the batter to dry inside the bowl, it can take several minutes of scrubbing and hard elbow grease to get it clean. So really, the woman lacking self-discipline causes herself more work in the long run. It may be that you're self-disciplined in some areas of your life and lacking in others. I would say this is true for myself. I'm disciplined in those things that greatly interest me, and I work hard to accomplish those things. For instance, I love to cook, and I'm very interested in cooking healthy food. And so I spend a lot of time in the kitchen preparing good food for my family to eat. I spend a lot of time coming up with new recipes and finding new ideas about how I can feed them healthier and still make it taste good. And because I enjoy doing it, and it's a good thing, I'm disciplined in that area. Some chores in the house I tend to put off because I really just don't like doing it. So I have to be constantly reminding myself that chores only take a certain amount of time, and it's really not all that long. Most women can have a clean house in an hour or less if they are disciplined at cleaning and maintaining their home every day. But putting off housework until, say, the weekend can cause the chores to last for hours at a time, making them all the more worse. So if you're lacking in discipline in some areas, but you're disciplined in others, it's okay. We all have room to grow. Putting to use good time management is a must for every homemaker. And that's really the key, time management. We'll be talking more about time management in a few days, but for now, how do we establish good habits and self-discipline? We start out small. Pray for God's strength, and remember that God's word says in Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 and 24, "And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ." Hopefully by now you've gotten into a routine of waking up early and having your prayer and devotion. You know, if you've been doing that faithfully, you've already begun to lead a self-disciplined life. Let's add one more routine to your morning. Tomorrow, I want you to get fully dressed. If you're a stay-at-home mom, it's easy to get into a rut of lounging around in your pajamas or sweatpants every day. But let me tell you, you will feel so much better about yourself and about your day if you're fully dressed. You'll find that you're more efficient and more likely to take your job as a homemaker seriously if you have nice clothes on. Do your hair and put on a little makeup if you wear it. Remember that God's purpose for your life is not to run around frustrated. He doesn't want you to be lazy. He doesn't want you to spend too much time reading books or anything else that takes away from your role as a keeper at home. God's purpose for you is to find peace and to minister to your family one day at a time. And that's what this challenge is really all about, taking it one day at a time until His ways become our ways. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, you are so faithful and so forgiving and so merciful. Help us to find balance in our life. Help us to be self-disciplined in the things that we need to do. Be with each of the women listening today. Bless their hearts, Lord. Fill them with your peace and your joy. Help them to face each day as a new day to serve you faithfully and to minister to their families. Thank you, Lord, for loving us so much. In Jesus' precious holy name I pray. Amen. Well, I hope you have been blessed by today's devotion. Be sure to join me tomorrow for our next devotion titled, A Comely Woman.